Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog Side Pig. Pig sides. I think that'll be forever in limbo.
Sad pigs.
Sad pigs.
Until we get a
Sad Pig Tadpog. A weekly show where two to three old guys talk about old games. And talk about other older guys. Welcome to Guy Chat with Tadpog. Just talking about guys. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I'm going to tell a story about my college days. It doesn't really involve me very much. It involves one of our guest hosts. And you'd think like, oh, he should probably tell that story. It's not about you, Josh. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
I haven't. Well, I have another one. I could tell about you.
Turn the show off, Renee. We're about to talk about your son. Turn it off.
Well, I do have one I could tell about Josh. Maybe I'll tell that one instead since he looks so mortified for a second. When Josh and I were in high school, we didn't have any place to go to neck with girls.
Okay, I know about stories. No, that's fine. You can tell.
So when Josh got his license, his car was the only private place that we had. So whenever he found a girl that wanted to fool around with him a little bit, but he couldn't like drive and do it at the same time. So what's the logical conclusion? You ask me, who is still 15, to drive your car around while he gets in the back seat and kisses this girl. Kisses are up proper.
Books a million parking lot.
I was 15, I didn't want to drive on the highway, so I just did circles in the Books a Million parking lot in his like 96 Cavalier while he made out with this girl in the back seat, and I could occasionally. Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog Side Pig. Pig sides. I think that'll be forever in limbo.
Sad pigs.
Sad pigs.
Until we get a
Sad Pig Tadpog. A weekly show where two to three old guys talk about old games. And talk about other older guys. Welcome to Guy Chat with Tadpog. Just talking about guys. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I'm going to tell a story about my college days. It doesn't really involve me very much. It involves one of our guest hosts. And you'd think like, oh, he should probably tell that story. It's not about you, Josh. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
I haven't. Well, I have another one. I could tell about you.
Turn the show off, Renee. We're about to talk about your son. Turn it off.
Well, I do have one I could tell about Josh. Maybe I'll tell that one instead since he looks so mortified for a second. When Josh and I were in high school, we didn't have any place to go to neck with girls.
Okay, I know about stories. No, that's fine. You can tell.
So when Josh got his license, his car was the only private place that we had. So whenever he found a girl that wanted to fool around with him a little bit, but he couldn't like drive and do it at the same time. So what's the logical conclusion? You ask me, who is still 15, to drive your car around. While he gets in the back seat and kisses this girl, kisses her up proper.
Books a million parking lot.
I was 15, I didn't want to drive on the highway, so I just did circles in the Books a Million parking lot in his like 96 Cavalier while he made out with this girl in the back seat, and I could occasionally adjust the rearview mirror to get a glance.
Yeah, good times. Nicole and I still do that with Tyler sometimes whenever we need to get away.
Nicole still does that with me and Josh. She'll just drive us around the books.
Hey, hon, can you drive us around? I just really have an urge to neck with Tyler.
I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and Josh, I think you're probably the only one of my close friends that I've tried to fight.
Yeah.
For good reason, for excellent reason. Would you like to? Would you like to tell everybody what you did to me?
Yeah. If you ever meet Dave at Tadpog Prom,
maybe don't encourage people.
Because everybody will come up and try this.
Do not. When we host Tadpog Prom, do not rub Dave's head.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He does not like that, mm-hmm. especially after a frustrating night of D&D.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen two people get away with it. One, obvious, his wife. She can do that. The other person, I swear to God, when I saw them do it, I held my breath for a moment.
Who was that?
Because I was John Turley. On the way back from Game Galaxy, he reached up behind you and like was rubbing your head. I literally like I stopped for a second. I was like, oh, shit. He knows not what he does.
To be fair, that was after a round of playing arcade games, not after rounds of just horrible, just soul-wrenching D&D PvP. And then I also died in Final Fantasy XI and leveled down. So there was that.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Dave has to be at a very good place whenever you rub his head.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I limit break.
Yeah, we had done it, and Dave, you were sitting there frustrated, and Josh just like, you went outside to smoke, and you came back inside, and you just...
Mom, I don't smoke.
he was holding it for his brother. It's fine.
Cigarettes, right? Am I right, Josh?
You came
that's
in.
That's on the list of interview questions, right?
Yep.
List all the recreational drugs you've taken.
Because you came in, he pat up Dave's head, and... Dave, you're already angry, so then you jump out of your chair and get in Josh's face. And, of course, he's never seen you do this, so it's the same thing I would think. He thinks you're playing.
So Josh, that just makes it worse.
So then, Josh is like, don't fucking do that, motherfucker. I'll fucking knock you out. And well, fine, let's go outside then. And then Dave's eyes really pop out. He goes and opens the door. Let's go. Oh, you're serious? I'm just playing, man. Thought so. Shuts the door.
So I'm sorry, Josh. I publicly apologize last episode to Kramer Kong. I'd like to publicly apologize to you.
It means a lot that you still think about it.
I'm glad. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I can't sleep.
Josh, do you have a... Well, this is our special guest host and guinea pig for a new Tadpog side pig experiment. Josh Nance.
Yeah, I don't really have a story. I didn't think of one on the way over here, at least. But you guys apparently are about to ask me a ton of questions, so I think that'll get personal enough. Yeah.
So this was an idea I had and ran by Dave that you as a listener kind of over the episodes you kind of have a you know who Dave and I are. And how we're going to sort of take different games and how we are as gamers. But our guest hosts aren't on frequently enough that you kind of know who they are, how they see games, what they enjoy. So I'd like to start kind of every now and then do an interview special where we bring on a guest host and ask them questions about their gaming history and games that they like.
Try to embarrass them in front of their mothers.
Preferably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every guest host mother will receive a handcrafted letter.
I'm going to write your mom a letter. With a very long URL, I'm going to handwrite out. Please go to http://www.tadpog.com/ep-054. Renee, are you with me still?
They mocked us when they said, you never use those calligraphy classes. Oh, they're wrong. Moms love calligraphy.
A page shows up with a long scroll.
So, Tadpog Side Pig interview special, Josh Nance.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Nance, you've hosted Uniracers, our third episode, I believe.
Yeah, it was like third or fourth. Mm-hmm. It's up there.
So, Uniracers, The Death and Return of Superman. There's another one. Mega Man X3.
Mm-hmm. I think that was it.
And then soon to be Earthworm Jim.
Right.
Unless you die in the next hour. So good luck.
Thank you.
Because if you do, we're going to have to edit that out, and it's going to be...
It's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird.
If I die, like, in the middle of this episode...
Please don't do that. I mean, it might get us a lot of listens, but I wouldn't trade that for
an
on-air
death.
We'll name them, like, Friends. Every episode of Friends is called The One Where... So this is the one where Josh dies. Well, I guess every episode but one, which is just called Pilot. So there's your Friends trivia, everybody. I need to come up with some Scrubs trivia for Megalixir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Josh, do you consider, when someone uses the term gamer, do you consider yourself a gamer? And yes, I know a lot of these questions I already know the answer to, so I'm going to ask them to you anyway.
Yes, I consider myself a gamer, but gamer has a lot of bad connotations to it now. As you think of gamer, Halo, Call of Duty, stuff like that, which you see a lot of people playing. I've never played those games.
What's wrong with those games? What's wrong with those games, Josh?
Those are some great games. I've just never played them.
Okay, all right. I haven't either.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm just curious what's wrong.
I didn't know it was going to be that kind of interview.
No, Tyler's a good cop. I don't have a list of questions in front of me, so all I have to do is just fuck with you. Is that cool? Like, is it going to fuck with your shit,
nope.
Tyler? Tyler's going to ask you questions, and I'm going to fuck with you.
All right, sounds good. No,
and if I don't feel like you're fucked with enough, I'll build on Dave's fuck up.
And then I've got sound effects over here on the laptop. I'm just going to play like lasers every time you answer wrong.
I'm going to, I will gradually be rubbing Dave's head to make him angrier and angrier.
The one where Josh and Dave fight.
This is the one where Josh dies.
But yeah, I spend a lot of time gaming. A lot of my free time goes into gaming. So yeah, I'd consider myself a gamer.
So what? How would you define gamer then?
I would say avid gamer, probably as an adult with a job. Mm-hmm. I would say 15 to at least 15 hours a week gaming.
Okay. How do you feel about the term hardcore gamer then?
No, I wouldn't be a hardcore gamer. I consider Miller a hardcore gamer. Yeah. Who spends how many hours on MMOs? Yeah.
When he's not at proms.
Yeah, when
he's not at prom or at work.
I used to be a hardcore gamer when I was in college.
When I
fell out of college. And I would do nothing but play WoW and then...
play plenty of D&D too.
Yeah, when we'd do D&D, like all-nighters, like four nights a week, yeah.
Yeah, when we played, what was their record, like 17 hours?
Yeah.
Like one, like a finale session.
Yeah, that was your last session.
Yeah, I remember we started gaming, it was daylight out. Then all night passed. I had to be somewhere that next morning.
Yeah, right.
And then, so I left. It was daylight again, left. I was gone for like 3 or 4 hours.
I think you had to get your tires rotated.
Yeah, something with my car. Yeah, and then I, like, my mom picked me up. We went out to eat, like, came back, and I was there for the very end. Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I have an older brother.
Is he a gamer?
No.
What's his address?
He plays games, but he's not a gamer.
Okay. Do you think that having a sibling change, have an influence on who you were as growing up as a gamer? Did you lean more toward multiplayer games? Did your parents buy games like for you with your brother in mind? Or
no, we did play multiplayer. I do have a lot of fond memories of my brother and I playing games. I think you mentioned on the show before that we would play through the original Zelda and draw out maps as we went from screen to screen, writing in like all the little secrets in the area. I remember playing the original Final Fantasy. I had part of the package that it came with were these... they had several maps, and then on the back of that it had all the enemies you could encounter and their hit points and whatnot. So I remember fighting the fiends, the four fiends, and then chaos at the end. I would have my brother put in the calculator, like he'd have a calculator sitting there. He'd put in the hit points, and as I would damage them, he would subtract the hit points, so I would know how much hit points.
That's a rare task for an older brother to do. That sounds more like a younger brother job.
Which, yeah, we put your younger brother through. I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. He had to grind silver points for us in Chrono Trigger.
And one of the few sports games I've played and actually have fond memories of was RBI Baseball for the regular Nintendo.
Hell yeah. I forgot about that game.
My brother and I would play that a lot. And I
did not know that about you.
He would get so frustrated because the Houston Astros were my team for some reason.
I remember all the shit in your room for the Houston Astros.
Really?
That was my uncle's influence. Everybody else in my family were Cardinals fans. I was a huge Houston Astro fan because of my uncle, because it was different, I guess.
Are you normally the contrarian?
I guess so. yeah, because all my entire family, they're really outdoorsy. They hunt all the time. I don't. So I'm a gamer.
They love Jesus. Yeah. Josh hates Jesus.
Well,
hates
I mean, him. You know, so, what do you ever do to you? He rubbed my head. I have an excuse.
So we would play RBI baseball, and I would always pick the Astros who had Nolan Ryan. I guess that was the year that Nolan Ryan was right. Like the best pitcher ever. And
Yogi Berra could just, also played for the Astros.
We would play. Fucking.
During the Civil War? I don't know. I don't know. He's old, right?
He's pretty damn old.
But yeah, I would just, entire games, I would just strike my brother out, and he would just get so frustrated and quit.
What? Let's see. Who's your go-to Smash Brothers character?
It changes, really. Usually I start off with Ness until everybody gets so frustrated at me. And then I'll switch to, like, Link. I use Meta Knight a lot. Pit, I use him sometimes, too. I usually cycle between those four.
So you're probably best with Ness?
Yeah.
Get frustrated with you?
I'd say I'm best with Ness. I'm not, like, anywhere near, like, competitive level.
Open challenge. open challenge.
You pull out Kirby.
So what, anybody wants to
Kirby versus Ness.
No, I can't beat you. I'm just saying, open challenge. To Tadpog listeners,
no. I don't see how we're going to arrange that. Sure. Why? Yeah. Fuck you guys.
No, that would be impossible to court away to. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
So what do you think? Let's say top 3 to 5. So if you stall out at 3, it's no big deal. But go up to 5. What are your top genres of games?
RPGs or JRPGs, mm-hmm. I guess. Action adventure games. I'm fond of puzzle games. I don't play them a whole lot, really, but I do like some puzzle games. I especially like adventure games with puzzles in them.
Okay,
so we'll do that. Let's see. Definitely not sports games.
Except for RBI baseball.
Yeah, RBI. And there's like some. I think it was on Genesis. It may be on Super Nintendo too. But there's like I think it was like Super Baseball, like 20 something, like 20, 30 or something like that, where you're like cyborgs and you had robots on your team and stuff like that.
The pitcher's like floating or whatever on the mound. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
For some reason, I enjoyed that. But
I imagine strategy games.
Okay. Like RTS games. Oh,
really? Yeah. StarCraft and stuff like that. So here's, I imagine I'll have to edit out a lot of thinking time to ask you what. Do you want the original flavor, Wednesday, Tadpog? What are your top 5 SNES games? I think we have a pretty similar top 5.
Yeah. SNES, probably very similar to yours, yeah. Super Mario RPG, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI. What am I missing?
Earthbound,
yeah. I think probably Link to the Past.
That's a solid top 5. In that order? Mine is pretty comparable.
No, not necessarily. I think the order changes, too. Like Link to the Past, I could just play through over and over again. In fact, I remember we did that once. Yeah. We had a contest to see how many times each of us could beat it in a day.
Yep.
I think you won, but
because I had one summer and I had it down. I remember I beat it every day all summer long.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I was really, really into that game. And also, like, we were in between like houses. We were renting like a shitty apartment. Like my parents, my brother and I had like bunk beds in this tiny room in this really shitty like trailer, and like no friends were around or anything like that. So that's all I did was just, it's all I had. Link to the Past and Super Punch-Out. So that's how I honed my Super Punch-Out skills. So let's broaden it from SNES to Other Shit Monday. All things are applicable. What do you think your top?
What are your top favorite things?
Well, your top 5 favorite
things
ever things.
God, I don't know.
Just stop. Is that really
I was about to say, is that really the question? That's awesome.
Skyrim.
I spent a ton of time on Skyrim and.
So I'm tempted to call Nicole and talk about how all your Skyrim mods.
Oh, okay. That can be her interview.
That can be a whole other shit Monday. just get a list for her to read of all your installed mods. 255 of them.
Because I remember I asked you, because I was about to play Skyrim, what are some good ones? And you just like cut paste over to Facebook, like they could not fit into a single message. Just like all these mods. You capped out at the 225 limit.
I've thanks to Mod Manager, I've on Fallout, the New Vegas and Skyrim, And I modded Oblivion a little bit. I was just getting into modding whenever I played Oblivion. But, I modded the shit out of New Vegas and Skyrim. And, I've capped out. I think my mod manager caps out at 255 mods. So I had to pick and choose. So I've crested over 500 hours in both Skyrim and New Vegas.
I didn't know that. Shit.
That's two games, 1,000 hours at least.
If those aren't on your list of top five games, then you may need to reprioritize.
I hate it, but I just don't know what else to do. Everything sucks.
I didn't want to go to my bunk bed.
I'd throw those two on there on my top five. A Zelda game definitely has to go on there, and I really rotate between three different Zelda games, which ones I like: Wind Waker, Ocarina of Time, and Link to the Past are all three real good ones. I think I'd have to go with Ocarina of Time. No,
okay.
If I'm picking one, so let's see what else. Let's say Final Fantasy VI too. Put in a JRPG there. Was that one more?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked all the Bioshocks, especially Infinite. I don't know if I'd put that on my top five or not. It's okay, up there, sure, definitely sure. Up there.
Fire Emblem, you sunk a lot of time in the new Fire Emblem.
I did. True. Yeah, I fucking mastered that game down to the. I feel like the Pokemon players, the ones that figure out all the different patterns, break it down to mathematics. That's what I did to Fire Emblem.
Oh man!
But
you should write a fact.
Yeah. No, fucking Alex already has me beat there. Can't top Alex.
Does Alex really have a
Fire Emblem
game fact?
I didn't really use a game fact. Really, I just sunk enough time into it that I just figured all this stuff out on my own. I do really like the Fire Emblem series. That's a different genre of game, strategy game. So we'll put Fire Emblem on there.
You reserve the right to change this list at any time.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
So the next round of consoles is coming up. Will you get a new console? And if so, which one? And why?
If I get one, the first one I'll get is probably the Wii U. Because I think I'm definitely not getting an Xbox. I just out of the way they handled the whole issues they had whenever they announced
and you bought too many 360s. They should owe you an Xbox One.
Yeah.
If we could, honestly, since you brought it up, if we can just wrap this up kind of quick, because I want to get back to our review copies of the consoles we just got.
Yeah, the Xbox One. Thought they weren't going to ship out to us, but last minute.
They pulled through.
They know how to do customer service over there.
Thanks, guys.
Right, so why exactly a Wii U?
I support Nintendo more than anything. I think the thing that convinced me to get a Wii U was the HD remake of Wind Waker.
Which I've heard is really good.
Yeah.
I've heard great things about the remake.
A lot of people don't like Wind Waker, but it was one of my favorite games.
I heard they cut down dramatically on the time you have to spend at sea.
Which was why Nicole hated the game.
Mm.
But she hates all traveling.
She hates flying bugs and sea travel. What do you think is your most hated game then? What have you just played and absolutely loathed? Well, I remember growing up because you were fortunate enough that you lived 2 minutes away from a movie hut.
Uh-huh.
So your parents rented you a game every weekend.
Yeah.
Out of all those rentals, everything you had growing up, did you get in, put it in your Nintendo, and then just be like, oh, my weekend is fucking shot?
No, I don't ever remember a specific time. There were a few games that were really frustrating, I remember, that I rented. Or not what I expected exactly, but I didn't necessarily ever just ruin my weekend because I picked a wrong game. Mm. And I think they even had a return policy too. Like I could take it back.
That.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think I did it very often, but no, pretty much any sports games.
Man, you had some awesome ass parents. if they would take you back, if I were to ever go to my parents and be like, I don't like this game, we would bring it back. I don't even know what they would, I don't even think they could process that.
Well, see, this is why they conditioned me not to like church because of it.
That's why you hate Jesus.
We would rent them on We'd rent them on Saturday morning, whenever movie hut opened at like 11 o'clock
or
whatever.
You got the dregs, dude.
We went over to movie hut. This didn't happen every weekend, but a lot of weekends it did. They would take me over to the movie hut. We would eat at like the Ponderosa actually for lunch, like across the street from movie hut. Then we'd go to movie hut, rent a game, come back, play it. It was one day rentals, so it was due Sunday after church or something, which made me despise church because I had this awesome video game to play.
Right.
And we had to go to church. I couldn't wake up Sunday morning and play it until we had to take it back. No, we had to go to church, and by the time I got home from church, I had like an hour to play it and before it was due. So,
So is it safe to say all Bible-based games pretty much on that list?
Godzilla 2. I remember being really disappointed in Godzilla 2 because Godzilla 1 wasn't anything like Godzilla 2. Godzilla 1, you're like going, it's a side scroller. You're going from the left side of the screen, destroying all kinds of shit until you get to the right side of the screen and you just go through these levels. Godzilla 2, you are not Godzilla. You don't get to play Godzilla at all.
You're Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
Ferris Bueller versus Godzilla.
It's a strategy game like Fire Emblem. You have your little pieces. You've got your tanks or bombers or jets, things like that, and you've got to keep Godzilla and all the other monsters from destroying the city.
That's a bold choice.
Yeah. So I remember I was extremely frustrated because there's no instruction booklet for that, of course. No way to look up the instructions.
You didn't get the shitty photocopy of like the first four pages.
Didn't even come
folded
with that.
Up and crammed with the man in the box.
I remember too. There's some random element to whenever you would attack the monsters. There was like this little slot machine game to determine how well you attacked, and you had no idea what was good, what was bad. So you would just press A to select all, and just hope that you got something good. And you had no way of knowing. So it was pretty frustrating because you didn't know how to play.
I don't know if you have this on your list, but that just made me think. Josh, is there any game that your parents wouldn't let you play? Is that on your list?
No, it's not. It's a good question.
Like a Mortal Kombat or something like that, or Postal or anything?
No, they never forbade me to play any certain game.
But TV shows.
TV shows, yes. Could not watch The Simpsons. Could not watch The Smurfs because The Smurfs had witchcraft in it.
And Josh loves witchcraft. Just teach him to hate church. Because I remember, watching Simpsons and your dad like yelling at me about it, turning off the TV. We didn't watch that in that household. I remember you were really into playing an online, like, you remember the PlayStation game Karsha?
Karsha?
Yes.
No, what is
that? It's a
strategy game.
Yeah,
like
it's
tactics.
Like tactics, but everything is based on like cards, playing cards against each other. Yeah, like actual like
you
like
use
suits
cards
of
to
cards.
Like, yeah, summon creatures and you use those creatures to fight. And they had like some kind of like paper rock scissors.
So is it like their way of doing Magic the Gathering without getting sued? Or
I guess so. It wasn't good. It's just something
like
Shake had and loaned it to Josh.
I'd say it more like Pokemon, like a tactics like Pokemon game where you summoned creatures. Because I remember, there's like this paper, rock, scissors combo. Like swords were strong against axes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And
each person had like a deck and you'd shuffle through against someone else with the deck.
Yeah,
and,
it was like random which ones you got. And like, it was strange.
Oh, I see you had the bicycle deck.
But I remember you were playing something online about that. And how old was I? Like 13 or something like that. And you get up and...
Sanctum. It was a game called Sanctum. Yeah.
Because I remember one thing I remember about your house for the longest time, it was always full of Surge. No matter what, I could go to the crisper drawer in your refrigerator, and it was just always full of Surge. You'd gotten up to get a Surge, and like I sat down like, I'm so funny. And I was just like, hey, good game. I'm really gay. I'm super gay. Now, Jacob, this is just a story. I was a young, uneducated boy.
How's it going to go there, man?
And like, then your dad walked past and looked over my shoulder and saw that. And that was the most your dad has ever yelled at me.
I remember he got mad at you for saying crap before. Yeah, it was a pretty strict household.
Well, I know that I had a friend in middle school who couldn't watch The Simpsons because Bart shouldn't talk to his father that way. So, if that makes you feel any better.
All right.
Well, I couldn't watch wrestling because The Undertaker was demonic. Mm. My parents didn't like The Smurfs either because Gargamel said hate.
Mm-hmm.
Married with Children was banned.
Yeah, we didn't watch Married with Children.
That was just dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, couldn't watch that.
It was on network television.
Garbage. Are You Afraid of the Dark? I couldn't watch. They thought that was too scary.
Now that I understand, that's cable.
I could watch Roundhouse, but when Are You Afraid of the Dark came on, nope, it's over. Snick is done. Go to bed. So I guess your parents probably weren't gamers at all.
No. My dad, I remember whenever he bought the Nintendo for us, or it was a Christmas present. We got the regular Nintendo. I don't know how old I was, but we started playing. And of course, I'm a little kid. We had that Mario game, that one Mario cartridge with Duck Hunt and Track Meet on it. Mm. We even had like the big track pad and everything. But anyway, that was the only game
Pretty
we had.
Good.
So we were, my brother and I were playing Mario and we just could not beat it. We could get all the way to the end, to the last, or the last level, mm-hmm. rather, and we just could not beat it. So my dad was playing with us too whenever we first got it. And so he would always have to beat it for us. So I do remember that, but it wasn't until a few years ago that I forgot what we were talking about, but he did mention that he was starting to get addicted to it. Like he said he would go to work and just think about coming home and playing Mario. And that was the first thing he did when he got home. He would come in through the door, take off his shoes, and go play Mario. Until he realized that that's all he wanted to do. So I guess it was too good. So he just had to like force himself not to play anymore.
Man, he'd be fucking crazy about shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I bet a lot of people would argue that games didn't get any better. So, but man.
How do you mean better?
I could say like modern gaming stuff like that, but there are probably plenty of people who'd be like, no, he certainly could not.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, my dad was. Like, as soon as he realized he was starting to get sucked in, he just willed himself not to be.
Just when I started cutting wood. Because that's the one, I spent so much time at your house growing up. Like, whenever you said when your dad would come in and take off his shoes, I could perfectly envision coming through your garage to the side door in front of your washer and dryer, mm-hmm. and then Walmart bags on the doorknob.
We didn't have trash cans. No trash cans in the house, except in the bathroom. The bathroom had trash cans. We had two bathrooms. They both had trash cans. So.
We had two bathrooms. 18 trash cans.
In those bathrooms. But no, nowhere else in the house had a trash can.
And what? I'm sorry. That's weird.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't realize this at the time.
You go over to a friend's house, you're like, what is this?
We put this back in the bathroom.
In the utility closet, we had on that doorknob, a Walmart sack hanging there that we would put our garbage in. That was perfect. That was perfectly normal.
Well, we do that too, but it's because I'm too lazy to trash out sometimes. I'll just put a Walmart bag. There you go.
Tadpog listeners, did you also have, was your trash can a Walmart bag hanging from a doorknob? Let us know.
We need a Facebook survey.
What's your favorite game that Tadpog has done?
Mm.
Have you listened to all the Tadpog episodes?
I've not all of them. I have listened to. I have listened to most of them.
Get the fuck out of here! How are we interviewing you?
Shaq Fu.
Okay,
definitely.
What are some ones I played with you guys? Uniracers. Uniracers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Uniracers. That's the ticket.
I think probably Bomberman. I remember. Mm. Actually, I didn't play Bomberman as a kid, though I remember I have fond memories of going over your house, Dave, or your apartment whenever you had, I think it was maybe on the Xbox Virtual Console.
Yeah, Bomberman. It was on the 360.
Yeah. So I remember we all played over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun. I remember getting into Bomberman then. So I'm going to go with Bomberman.
That's our most listened to episode.
Yep.
So you picked a good one. That's you who's listening to it over and over again.
Over and over. repeat.
You can't have sex with Nicole unless you listen to Bomberman first and get psyched up.
I've got carpal tunnel just from clicking over and over again. Tyler's dad has yelled at me because I'm clicking and going, listen so much. He's just click, 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 click.
So I made a reference that your dad, to get away from Mario, would go out and work with wood. Uh-huh. So I guess we should
flesh that reference out. So where you're going with this?
That your dad is a sort of an expert self-taught woodworker?
Amateur, yeah, carpenter / woodworker, I guess. Yeah, he
made a computer desk that I used for a very long time.
Yeah, he makes computer desks, cabinets, that sort of thing. He also does little birdhouses that are made to look like acorns, makes vases. He makes little barns with little carved out, I think he even whittled out little cows and stuff like that. So yeah, he's got a pretty wide range. He's got, he's turned the garage, no cars fit into it. He's turned the garage into his own little woodwork shop.
So what do both your parents do for a living?
My mom is a secretary at our Southern Baptist Church.
Mm.
Yeah, she definitely shouldn't listen to this. Yeah. I didn't know that, Josh. Yep. Why? Don't let her listen to this.
And my dad works at a gas pipeline.
What do you do for a living?
I am a massage therapist. Ooh.
What made you go down that career path, Josh?
So you also work with a lot of wood.
What made me go down that path? Nicole. My wife.
Be a massage therapist. Okay.
Yep.
That's all I was waiting for.
I was, at the time, I was working at a physical therapy clinic. I was a tech. So I was doing physical therapy work. Wanted to get into a similar field, healthcare-ish field, but not like nursing where I'd have to change bedpans and such out. So I was looking at physical therapy schools in the area. Nicole was like, why don't you try massage therapy? So I thought about giving it a try. So a local school was doing massage therapy classes. Went to take the classes and really enjoyed it. So I stuck with it.
And you're good at it. Whenever I used to go to Jacksonville and get free massages, whenever I could just go and get free massages from you, I used to go do that. Now I can't do that anymore because you're far away and I'd have to pay. So,
yeah.
Where do you work? Do you want to disclose that in case anyone wants to visit?
No,
and
no thanks.
Come on and have.
I'm not saying it's.
Have Barkey Josh Nance rub you down.
I'm not saying it's for free. I'm saying, hey, you might get some business here if you plug yourself a little bit.
No, it's okay. I don't want to implicate my employers in this show.
Gee, thanks.
Well, you also do freelance massage.
My super, super religious employers.
They don't listen?
No.
I guess that's good for you.
They would probably burst in flames.
All right, so we've discussed alignment in class and things like that, D&D style, before. What do you think? Well, okay, Dave and I will respond about how you're wrong, but what do you think your alignment in class would be?
I think I'm neutral good. But I know
Trainsy does Trainsy. Not agree.
Trainsy's right. Bullshit.
And it's funny because some people definitely hear Trainsy and some people don't. And I think it may depend on your listening method. Huh. Like if you don't hear Trainsy right now, try putting some earbuds in. Mm. I know that's a major inconvenience, but there he is.
If you want to hear a train that kind of jumps into the show, kind of fucks everything up, put in your earphones.
Otherwise, we're just crazy. That's fine, too.
That's also good.
Only 50% of the population is able to hear Trainsy. Only those who have seen death can hear Trainsy.
Those who have the Trainsy gene.
What were we talking about?
Because you said you think you're neutral good. What about what's your class?
Class? I really don't know. Some kind of healing class now, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But I used to be an urban druid.
Yeah, back when you were expertly delivering pizzas and can maneuver around any city.
Right. I had that skill maxed out. But I think I've changed. At least I'm multi-class now, maybe.
Mm, okay. Well, sometimes we talk about books. What do you think your favorite book is?
The Bible. Can I do series?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Game of Thrones. I know.
You sound too excited about that.
Well, I just
it's like everybody's gonna.
Yeah,
that's the popular thing.
But and I did jump aboard that bandwagon too. What it was?
Well, you can call it by its proper name if it's really your favorite series. A Song of
Ice and Song of Fire. Yeah. Okay. Took me a minute.
Tracy just called you out.
But I did jump on the bandwagon whenever I heard the HBO was doing a show. So I'd never heard of it before. So shut up.
Shut up, Tracy. Tracy's cracking me up.
Feels like Tracy's getting closer. Like you're
Josh, start telling the truth, Josh. Start telling the truth or Tracy's gonna bust in.
Fucking Kool-Aid man.
One of us is gonna have to suplex that train and it's not gonna be me.
So I'm going to go with Song of Fire and Ice then for a series because that really sucked me in. Once I heard HBO was doing a show, I thought, why not? I'll check it out. Started reading. I bought the first book, started reading, and immediately bought all the others that were out. I even got to meet George R. R. Martin at Comic-Con, got him to sign a copy for me of Game of Thrones. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
He mentioned he knew where Paducah was. So George R. R. Martin, if you're listening, I'm sure Tad Pog would love to have you as a guest host.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, yeah, this would be fine.
Though,
if you like Super Nintendo games, yeah. Fine.
Though I do really like Stephen King. I haven't read nearly as much Stephen King as I'd like to. But I remember that first night you, Tyler, let me borrow The Gunslinger.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put it down. I read through the night.
Yeah, you finished that in a single sitting, laying in your bed.
Wow,
I handed it to you, and you laid there in bed until you finished it.
Yep. And that wasn't even, I feel that wasn't
You're a very slow reader. You nearly starved.
I feel that wasn't even the best one in the series.
That's a story about how Josh failed in the series. Ninth grade.
It was one of those missions in college that he failed, actually. We were living together. It's like, Josh, sorry for our Japanese final. I'm not sure if I want to. Fine, do something constructive. Here's The Gunslinger.
In Japanese.
One other time has something sucked me in, and that was Arrested Development. When I discovered Arrested Development, I also just did not sleep. I watched the whole series just in a straight setting.
Because I remember you were over at my apartment, my shitty Dairy Queen apartment, and I gave you the DVD set, and we watched a few episodes, and I went to bed, and I got up like 10 hours later, opened the door, you're still on the couch, eyes open and just bloodshot, and you just slowly, like very creepily turned around. This is the best show I've ever seen.
And actually, a side note, I could be mistaken, I could be getting my stories mixed up, but I think you had a roommate at the time who this is when you were living in the apartment in Dairy Queen?
Jake and I lived in the
You guys weren't living
Dairy
together
apartment.
At that point?
Well, maybe you were, because you like say with like the summer before Jacob came back.
That was this was before I moved in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It was your and Jacob.
Well, this
Jacob's
is
apartment.
This is something different then. You got sucked into something else because I know someone that you guys lived with was furious that he couldn't masturbate because you wouldn't go to sleep.
Who was it?
I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say.
Who do you think? Yeah. I think you know. We go to great length to talk about him, but never mention his name on this podcast. He's the one who would. He got over it and would masturbate in front of us while we were asleep. He got over that problem.
It was either WoW or Final Fantasy XI. Probably.
Okay.
Because I did spend a lot of time, not nearly as much as you guys with Final Fantasy XI, but I did spend about 2.5 years of my life on WoW. So.
Oh, that was when we had the three computers in the living room where it was three Final Fantasy XI's and then yours in your bedroom.
I thought
where you
were going to mention Lemon Party. Where we triangulated Lemon Party, had all the monitors like facing each other to make a Lemon Party.
You got a circle of salt in the middle of the room with a baby laying there. I don't know. This is how we turn shit into gold.
Go get Dave. We have to reenact it. Come on. Who's in love and who's in the party?
He'll be the guy that's just there to fuck.
So are we going plans after the show?
Yep. My listener, new contest. If you want to be the third in our living party reenactment. All right. What? Because I know you're more into comics than I am. You and Dave are big comic book people. Who's your favorite comic book character?
Dave really got me into Deadpool. So I really like Deadpool. Actually was really into Superman as a kid, though I really despise him now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm getting more into Batman. I've always loved Batman. I started really loving Batman from the animated series and got into some comics then. I have really been enjoying the Guardians of the Galaxy. I really like Thanos. I fucking love me some Thanos. Mm-hmm. So anything with him, I love.
Yeah, I know.
Anal with Thanos. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Lemon party.
Thanos, lemon party.
The three Thanoses. Or would you want to do... You want to do some rapid fire? Throw some rapid fire questions at you?
No? I've got some I want to add to rapid fire.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to start, and then I'll keep going.
Okay. Josh, rapid fire. Quickly. Got to answer these as quick as possible.
I don't have to.
Please.
I can do what
please,
I want.
Please. Look at me, Josh. Please. What's your favorite thing to order at Applebee's?
Love a cake.
Have you ever been...
Triple chocolate meltdown.
No,
sorry.
Too late.
Sorry.
Too late.
Fuck. Lava cakes, Domino's.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Wrong answer, cowboy burger. All right. Have you ever been to Arkansas?
Yes. Worst day of my life.
Do you have any favorite search terms on Google?
No. 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 We're not bringing that.
We are. This is over.
How many Cavaliers have you owned?
Three.
All right, I'm done. That's all I got.
Favorite food?
Don't have one. All food tastes bland to me.
Favorite color?
Changes.
Racial slur. Misogynistic term? Anything?
Meg would hate me now.
on both terms.
Yeah.
So Arkansas. Josh had gotten off work and he just wanted to go home and go to bed. But we wanted to drive to a destination restaurant called Lambert's in Missouri. Home of the Throwed Rolls. Throwed Rolls. Look it up. Or it'll be in the show notes.
Or don't.
Or don't. You don't have to. It'll be in the show notes. I'll do it for you.
The food's okay.
Yeah. So we had to restrain Josh and everybody, like, hold him tight and bundle him up and get in the car so he couldn't go home because we love him so much we wanted him to go with us.
I lost my shoes in the struggle. At some point my shoes fell off. They throw me into the car.
They throwed you into the car.
They throwed me into the car and then threw my shoes in after me.
And then just took off. He had no choice.
On the way there, I remember we were running late, too.
Mm-hmm.
We were running late, so we were speeding the entire way. What is it, like a two-hour trip,
yep.
too? So we're speeding the entire way. I remember I just wanted to sleep, so I tried to nap in the car. And at one point, I just, in a daze, just opened my eyes, like half asleep, and I just see this this gas station sign that had diesel lit up, but... the end of the word was out, so it just said die. And I just sighed heavily and closed my eyes.
End chapter.
After that, the rest of the trip, I was convinced I was in hell. Because
were you on acid?
We get there 3 minutes before they close. They were furious. And there was like a party of 12, wasn't it? There was like a huge number of us. Because we took like...
We had to sneak in because they wouldn't seat us because they were about to close.
So we get in, we get a table. I don't order any food because I'm just angry. I wasn't hungry in the first place. And I think...
They only have like... We have like 6 cheeseburgers left and you can't order this and this and this and this. So we don't even get to enjoy the experience.
On top of that, two of my friends were fighting. right across from me. So that just made it miserable. So anyway, we get our food. I feel bad. I had like $20 in my pocket. That's all the money I had. I tipped the guy. Like, I didn't order anything. I just gave the waiter my 20 bucks just because I felt awful for him. So,
because that's our two friends. One is pretty self-righteous. The other one tends to be kind of an asshole and doesn't tip. So they get in a fight. One of them saying, "I'm not going to let you be Mr. Pink. I think it's all you're all cool and not tip." And they get in a huge fight at the table.
So then it's finally over. We are leaving Lambert's. We get back in the car. I just want to go to sleep, wake up, and be home. I go to sleep. I wake up just in time, half asleep still, hazy vision coming into focus. Welcome to Arkansas. We've been driving in the wrong direction for like an hour and a half.
We were just two states away from home.
So we stop. We're like, oh shit, we've been going the wrong way the whole time. So we pull, I think we pulled out at like this rest stop or something.
We went to a Holiday Inn and got MapQuest directions home.
And then, it was like we pull over and I get out of the car and I call my girlfriend at the time and just say, this is the worst day of my life. I'm like on the verge of tears. I'm just so tired and frustrated. So yeah, we eventually made it home. I guess. I don't know. I could have died.
You're going to open your eyes in a little bit while you're still in that car. And then the Google story was you had left, you didn't have a password lock on your computer and you'd gone to work and Ashley Shake.
No, it wasn't Ashley Shake. It was, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have a different Google story?
No, I was just going to say, because he used my computer. Oh, wait, were we not supposed to mention him? I don't know. Okay.
We'll censor it.
Our friend. We had a friend.
I don't want anyone to get upset. I know Shake won't get upset.
He was sometime homeless. We pitied him. He lived with us for a long time, usually rent-free, lived on our couch, whatever. He was the guy who would come into our room whenever we were asleep and start jerking off. So, and he was
isn't that weird in this group? Let's be honest.
He is the reason that Kentucky got hentai as the top porn search in Kentucky. So anyway, so he would Google all kinds of weird shit. Used my computer many times to masturbate.
You're pitting all of this on him.
I'm putting the zip code probably was me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, what were the search?
Well, because Ashley Shake had gone to your house, was using your computer, and they got the brilliant idea, hey, I'm going to copy-paste Josh's entire Google search history to Facebook. So he puts on my wall, hey, man, here's Josh's search history. It's pretty funny. And just, bam, this huge list of like 90% pornography. Because it was all just separate, like, gang bang, two words. Gang bang, one word. Cream pie, two words. Cream pie, one word.
I'm waiting for my favorite one.
Those may have been mine.
Wife car. None of us have any idea what that one was. And then the zip code for Murray. So, Ted Hog listener, send us any of your friends' Google search history. Just post it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Whoever posts the best Google search history gets 100,000 Tadbug points.
Whoever posts Josh also gets 100 points. 100,000 Tadbug points for your current day Google search history, Josh.
Nicole's going to get 100,000.
Yeah. Right now, it'd probably just be
Skyrim mods.
Terraria. Yeah, Skyrim mods, Terraria, Wiki.
Wife car.
420.
Whoever can do it gets the official Tadbug title, Infiltrator.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're the best one gets a unique title, Infiltrator.
Cool.
I think that's pretty good. I think our listeners have a good sense of Josh.
And so we're going out on that question. Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right. Well, some people called us and we want to talk to some people.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take some heat off of you. Let's see, I haven't listened to these yet, so they might all be about wife car. I don't know. I just called over and over.
Do me a favor.
Hi, Tadpog. This is Matt from Brooklyn calling. I've been a listener ever since like the fourth episode, and you guys really do some good stuff. I'm a big fan of SNES because I never had one growing up. I always had a Genesis, so I kind of missed out on a lot of the stuff you guys are talking about. So yeah, the episodes are definitely really cool, minus the sports ones because you guys just really don't know what you're doing there. But everything else is really appreciated, guys. I went back and I listened to the BioShock episode, which was cool because I just finished BioShock Infinite and I just played BioShock 1 earlier this year. And that was kind of the game that got me back into games, as I think it was Tyler was saying. It was kind of the game that reinvigorated, you know, seeing what video games can do. So, yeah, that was really cool. So, being a Genesis player growing up, I thought it would be cool if, now that you guys got that sideshow, you could do a little Genesis episode for everyone that never got to have a Chrono Trigger playing system growing up. And if you're thinking about doing a Genesis episode, as per my suggestion, I definitely think there's two games you should talk about. One being Code Jam and Earl, which somewhere throughout the podcast, one of you guys mentioned and got me really excited because I was like, oh, cool, they're going to do a Code Jam and Earl episode. And then I realized it was a Genesis game. So can't do it on the SNES one. Definitely do it on the side podcast, whatever you guys call it. And then the other game being Kid Chameleon. I don't know if you guys ever played this. It's probably one of the cooler, dare I say, radder games for Genesis. It had helmets that gave you different abilities and different characters. It was the shit. I played it way more than any other game just because it had basically what seemed like infinite amount of levels. You could never really beat it. You jump back and forth from, you know, level 70 to level 30, and there's just no way to get through it without a game genie, so to speak. I use that a lot. But, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate what you're doing. Keep going with it. Keeps me very happy at work. And, yeah. Take care.
All right, thank you, Matt. Appreciate a new caller.
Hell yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
No, I love that idea.
Dave was nodding along while we heard your call. So, yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for Toe Jam and Earl. I didn't know it was a Genesis exclusive.
I did, and it's the only reason I never played it is because I didn't own a Genesis. I really wanted to play Toe Jam and Earl. But
see, I owned a Genesis. In fact, I owned a Genesis before I ever owned a Super Nintendo, but I missed out on both of those games. I never did play them.
Yeah, Kid Chameleon, I remember seeing ads for, and I thought it looked pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I mean, by all accounts, everything
lines up.
Toe
Jam and Earl Bane looked pretty rad.
Yeah, but I never got to play that one either.
And I remember reading that Toe Jam and Earl was a fun game, but like Toe Jam and Earl 2 Return to Funkatron, where you go back to their home planet, is just like a total piece of shit.
It sounds so good though.
I know, Funkatron. But yeah, Toe Jam and Earl, Kid Chameleon, I would love to do episodes over Shining Force 2 and Phantasy Star 4. Yeah.
Give me some time.
Yep.
And I'll do those. Yeah. I'd love to play those. I've never played either of them.
Phantasy Star series, I remember. Yeah, you introduced me to that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like most JRPGs you've introduced me to, Tyler.
Because I think we both did on Shake's Nomad.
And we named a lot of our Lego people after characters from Phantasy Star. Yeah.
How are there no Lego questions in your interview?
Yeah, what the fuck, Tyler?
What's your favorite Lego, quick?
Locke, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
Though Tyler did come on that Lego minifig once.
Wait, what?
Even I wasn't going to address.
Wait, what?
Well, we'll save it for a story then.
Okay, I'll save it for a story. I'll save the coming on Lego story.
Listeners just know that Tyler did at one point come on a Lego that it sounded like it represented a
Final Fantasy character.
We did. It was named after...
It was Locke Cole.
We created Locke Cole.
I know why he's lying.
As a Lego minifig, and Tyler came on him once.
Accidentally. But it's a story.
Accidentally.
Also, okay, one more question for Josh. I've been to ask you this in the interview, but I forgot. Out of all the fictional swords or weapons, out of all the games that we've played, what is the one like in-game weapon you would like to actually have
in real life?
If any of the tactics sword, or what's your favorite? I guess what is like your like attack Fantasy Tactics swords or Ness's bat from Earthbound or the Master Sword? I mean, you've got a huge what you think
the gutsy bat would be. No. You know, I always associated my like my characters with Legos, especially. My Lego minifig always had the Illumina from Final Fantasy VI. Teaches you holy. So there's that. Lots of critical hits. One of the
most powerful, I think it's weapons. Lightbringer in the
remake. I never the did GBA play remake.
That's the
remake,
one Jacob so. Played. Jacob was the one who told me about it.
So yeah, let's just go with though I love katanas. Oh no, fuck! What am I thinking? Chris Agram all the way. They okay. just fucking swing my hand and just people turn to ribbons. Yeah.
We get some more calls.
Yeah.
Let's see who's next.
Hi, this is a message for Tad Pig. My name doesn't start with P. This is Wiley, but I hope you'll take the call anyway. I just finished listening to the Monday's episode, and we're talking about Torchlight, which is an incredible game. Tyler already mentioned on the show that I love that game, and that's entirely true. And I'd encourage you to play it because you play the MMOs, dungeon crawler, click and slash MMOs, that you level your character up to the point only where you're forced to socialize to progress any further. But I'd love to sell you on Torchlight in that you don't have to talk to anyone to progress any further. You can actually beat the game with no human interaction whatsoever, and no one will try to sell you some crap on some bogus marketplace. So play Torchlight. It's totally worth your time. The other thing, if I were to have a rank in the Tadpog Kingdom, I would be satisfied with Janitor. Groundskeeper Wiley, I have a correction for last week. You're referring to Tadpig as a bi-weekly podcast now, or Tadpog as a bi-weekly podcast now. Bi-weekly means you would do it every 2 weeks. If you're doing it twice a week, it's actually semi-weekly. So you are a semi-weekly podcast, and you were scaring me when you went to talk about bi-weekly, because that means I would only get to hear you once every 2 weeks. And what am I going to do on my commute then? You guys are doing great. Still love the show. And I like the new show on Monday as well. It's a hoot. And I love the games that you talk about, especially when you're talking about PC games. Oh, my God, I can't wait till you start playing Civilization. But I'll be listening all the way up into including then, and talk to you again soon.
Done. Groundskeeper Wiley it is.
Yeah, although I think maybe what is someone who would keep up with dates? Who in the kingdom would know that we're semi-weekly and not bi-weekly?
We could give them a Final Fantasy Tactics class, the calculator.
Calculator.
Is it?
Master of Scrolls. Yeah, calculator does all the numbers.
Scribe.
Scribe.
Groundskeeper by day, scribe by night. I can see Wiley, burning it at both ends.
Yeah, it's true. We'll think of it. We'll think of it a unique. Mm-hmm. You're better than groundskeeper.
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna think on this.
You may do groundskeeping like biweekly or something.
thanks for calling, Wiley. Tyler, I can't wait till you get to Torchlight.
It's on my list.
Torchlight 2 specifically, because we can actually play that one together. And you're as part of your
but
Steam challenge.
But you don't have to play together.
Well, yeah, but I know Tyler, so I want to play with him. He's not some random D-bag on the internet.
I'm a D-bag, you know.
Yeah, I mean, random. He's not a random D-bag. Get another call. We got a bunch.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Lord Michael Perdue here with this week's Would You Rather. I'm going to be very quick with this week's Would You Rather. Extremely busy at work. So this week's Would You Rather brought to you by Red Bull. Why Red Bull? Red Bull. Red Bull. Red Bull. Show note. Yes, man. Jim Carrey. Would you rather get wildly and crazily amused and have uncontrollable laughter at insurance commercials, or get wildly and crazily aroused at car commercials? I'm going to go with the insurance commercials and laugh anything off. Walking around with a boner 95% of the time might be awkward in some social settings. I got to go back to work. Busy. Rebel. Deuces. Later.
I'm going with the laughter one.
Well, I mean, walking around with a boner 95% of the time is really socially crippling.
That's only like 5% more than I do already, so yeah. I'm going laughter.
He said commercials, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't watch TV. I don't have TV, so I don't watch commercials.
So you can't get aroused or laugh.
I would like to have that option. Okay. If anything were to ever happen, God forbid that I couldn't get it up.
Well, this is the episode where you die. So.
Right. We get at Bernie's me. Just set my corpse in front of a car commercial. And just, I'll just... Maybe it'll bring me. Wait,
do you want us to put sunglasses and earbuds on your penis?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? And then sacrifice a chicken?
You remember those like potted flowers you played music for and they would dance? Like that's just like I imagine that's Josh's dick and it just goes side to side.
I was thinking like a big mouth Billy Bass or something. Every now and then it just kind of like looks at you and says a line from Tequila or something.
Let's see how long you can keep Nicole fooled. So I'm going to go with car commercials just so... I could,
just so
I
you
could
fool your yeah. wife with your dead erections.
It's a lot more chatty than it used to be. I don't know. I got to go with Tasha's hideous laughter as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't deal well with just having an erection, just hanging out, ruining my fucking day.
Thank you, Lord Mike.
Thank you, Lord Mike. I don't know why, but I have a sudden urge for Red Bull.
Red Bull. I think he had several Red Bulls before making the call.
I hope things slow down at work. I mean, or unless you want it to be busy, in which case I hope you stay busy. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever you want.
I hope you procure more time for calls.
Yeah.
That's all we like.
We just want you to be happy, Lord Mike. Yeah. That's all. Don't drink too much Red Bull. I hear it's bad for you.
Yeah.
We got more calls.
What's up, guys? It is Dr. Tony of Yuki's Cousin fame. I just finished listening to your Donkey Kong Country 3 episode and thought I would share my story of a monkey encounter that I had. When I was in college, I went to Costa Rica on a trip for a class that I was taking. And while there, I saw a monkey throw a chair through a glass window and steal a papaya. So that's my close encounters with monkey kind. The other thing I wanted to mention was you guys talk a lot about RPGs and tabletop gaming. And I was curious if either you've come across a tabletop game or a video game where you're role-playing as a supernatural creature. So be it a vampire or a werewolf or a shapeshifter or some sort of supernatural creature. Whether there's any D&D modules or any video game-based role-playing games where you are primarily one of those types of creatures. Keep up the good work, guys, and I will look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks.
It's a pretty good monkey story.
yep, I agree. Mm-hmm. I have in mind a unique title for Yuki's Cousin.
All right.
But see, here's the thing about unique titles. If you get one, you're locked into that. There's no progression after you get a unique title.
Uh-uh.
So I've got one for him if he wants it.
Can you share it?
Impresario.
Okay.
The Ultras theme or the Opera House yeah. theme yep. just popped into my head when you said that.
Yuki's Cousin, it's your choice, but I would take it, honestly, yeah. if I were you.
Can he also have a Manpog title? How do these...
Manpog is on another plane, okay? It's kind of like the ethereal plane.
We can't really cross into that, but we know people who can.
So your title wouldn't necessarily mean anything over there. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to know if there were any games like that?
Something like it.
That we ran? Or
no, that are just out there. Like, I know there's a...
Breath of Death 7. Where you play like a skeleton and a vampire
I've got that. I played like an hour into it, which was really good. It's like a cross between Breath of Fire and Dragon Warrior.
Mm-hmm. It's like an old school like 16-bit style. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it's incredibly cheap on Steam. It's like a dollar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I got it for like a dollar, I think, too. So, yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. Little silly. But yeah, it's still pretty good.
It's like the people who did Cthulhu Saves the World usually get those a double pack or whatever on Steam.
There's also the Vampire the Masquerade.
I guess an elder.
Yeah, Vampire the Masquerade.
A great old one would count as like some kind of special creature. like vampire, werewolf, great old one.
Like I remember Saint Zach once ran a game about robot vampires. Mind you, this is not a silly game. This is a very serious game. Mm-hmm. But I think I've had tabletop game. I've had a few vampire PCs, but I think that's the extent of delving into that kind of character in any of my D&D games.
Yeah, never really played Vampire the Masquerade or any of them.
No, but I know there's an RPG, the computer game.
Which I've got.
You played the shit out of that, didn't you?
Yeah, Bloodlines. Great, great game.
And then I know if you're into D&D, you check out Ravenloft. That sounds like it may be up your alley.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony's cousin, Yuki. Yuki's Tony.
Yep. Thanks for calling. We got one more call.
Yeah.
I know. It's a...
Nice.
Cornucopia.
Hi. My name is Nathan, a.k.a. I'm a King Hipster, a.k.a. Masterpiece, a.k.a. Natron Gartron. Holy shit, I'm really fucking nervous. I had to drink so much to talk to you guys because I'm so nervous. I might be possibly one of your biggest fans. That's not one of your friends from Kentucky. I'm from Iowa. I'm one of your Iowan listeners. One of your, I guess, many Iowan listeners. I've been listening since January. This is my favorite podcast, I think, ever. Perhaps Cargill's, what's it called? Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. That's a pretty good podcast. But anyway, I thought I'd... Shit, I'm so fucking nervous. This is crazy. Can't believe I'm actually talking to the Tadpog Masters. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed your podcast so far. There's so much Tadpog to listen to now. It's kind of odd. I didn't grow up playing Super Nintendo games because I was homeschooled. I didn't grow up playing, like, console games at all. I was homeschooled. I can really relate to Tyler's stories of growing up in a very Christian setting. Except I didn't lie as much. No, I didn't really lie that often. I really should have. I could have gotten away with so many more things. Shit. I'm walking home. I don't remember where I'm walking home from. Oh, God, I'm nervous. I should have taken a retake. Maybe I should just say, I'll call back and it'll be a retake. No, definitely not. I grew up playing Macintosh games, mostly Macintosh shareware games.
And then the call cut off. So, that was a good call.
That was a really great call. That was a fucking fantastic call. You've done what Lord Micah Perdue and just chipped away a little piece of my heart. Nathan, I have a King Hipster, Nathan Gartron.
Masterpiece. Which, thank you for identifying yourself under all your aliases, because now everything kind of makes sense for me.
Because I'm also assuming the Matt from Brooklyn was the one who left us the 5-star review saying, oh, it's fantastic. Skip the sports ones. That's okay. Maybe. That's okay. But that was... keep calling back. You don't have to be nervous.
It's okay.
We're very accepting.
It's okay to be nervous. I was extremely nervous whenever I did the Uniracers episode.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there nervously drawing swords like I used to in middle school. So,
well, on top of that, I think Tyler and I were still pretty nervous about the show at that point. So like neither of us could have been like, it's okay, Josh.
It gets better.
It gets better.
But we can tell you that, Nathan. It gets better. Keep calling. Promise. Yeah. You're less nervous. And you'll start to take us start taking us for granted, and then so maybe don't call back. I don't know. What do you think?
No, you should all right. Think. Just do it. Just come back to us over and over and over again. It gets easier every time. Easier every time, baby. It's fun.
First one's for free.
If you have trouble, just watch a car commercial.
If you want to be as cool as everyone who called us today, you can. It's real easy. You just call the Tadpog hotline, Josh. What's the number?
I've called you guys like once. I don't fucking know. You don't even. What's the number, Dave? Not looking.
Let me look. Hey, I've already confessed several times on the show that I don't have the number.
Yeah, I also don't know.
It is 270.
I could have told you that.
Well, you didn't even try. You didn't even try, Josh. You miss 100% of the goals.
You don't shoot.
Yeah, aim for the moon, Josh. At least if you miss, you'll be among the stars.
Yeah, we learned that from NHL 94.
Billions and billions of light years away from anything.
Yeah, I'm just basing up all our 2002 MCHS senior quotes. So,
you know what? And also, if you just want to call, if you don't want to post your friend's Facebook or if you don't want to post your friend's Google searches, you can just call them, read it to us.
That's awesome.
I'm okay with that. You can do that at 270-883-2555.
Or call that old prostitute and read your friend's Google search.
That's Lord Mike's. That's his domain. If he wants to do that.
he's our prostitute master.
Just don't say anything.
He runs the brothels of Lower Town and just in the Tadpog world.
Flea bottom.
Just list it off. Just call, list it off, and hang up. That's all you have to do.
You don't have to
identify. Don't even hang up. Just lay your phone down for 3 minutes.
I got some people to thank.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. So for Facebook shares, Lord Mike, Saint Zach, Troubadour's Megalixir, Marques Nicole. Does she like that one any better?
I think so. Yeah. That's the one.
It needs to sound more feminine.
She made me look up the pronunciation for it.
What is it exactly?
I think you got it.
Marques.
Yeah, Marques. Okay.
Soon to be infiltrator. Soon to be infiltrator, Nicole.
So for Twitter, Lord Drew, or is he Baron Drew? He bought us both games. I guess Baron he's Drew. Baron Drew. Baron Drew, Lord Mike. Impresario, Tony? It's up to you. It's up to you.
We'll see. We're not forcing it on
you. We're not forcing it on you. You can keep going. You can go acquire another one another way. It's fine. Paul Korn and Kyle Goulday.
Gilday? Call us, correct us.
Thanks,
we
Kyle.
We know we're wrong.
Yeah, yep. So, kind words. Paul Korn, Chris Edler, John Turley, Lord Dennis Robinson, Kyle Collins, Paul Kluel, and Megalixir.
Can I get on that list? I really love you guys. You guys are doing great.
Fine. Josh right. Pants.
Did you see Phil Collins? Did Phil Collins call us?
Phil Collins? We got a lot of... Got a pee.
I believe it's Kyle Collins.
Marquis Josh.
Phil's brother.
Yeah.
I'm drinking my Tom Collins.
So many Collins. Well...
Were you looking at me?
So I'm looking at you. You're just leaving me hanging.
Sorry. I was looking at Tyler. I was gazing lovingly across the table.
I'm looking at all these notes I got around me. Do we want to give away some stuff?
Sure.
Because I figure it's...
You want to give away a Goosebumps book?
It's been... Yeah. Or let's give away a Goosebumps books. Let's give away the Goosebumps book and a coin.
And a coin? All right. Let's do it. Let's open up iTunes here. Hey, by the way, I was reading online. I think this violates iTunes terms.
To bribe.
Terms of services.
Bribe.
Yeah. I don't think we can do this, but we're doing it anyway.
All right.
So if we're just gone guys, one day, this is why.
You guys are like underground enough, right? Under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be fine.
I don't know if the Bomberman episode keeps climbing and listens.
All right. Random number generator here. We got 46 reviews.
You gonna roll a D46?
You bet. All right, rolling 26. Just wait an excruciating long amount of time while I count these. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I guess we can. 8. We could broaden and to try not violate anything. That as long as we identify, as long as we just know people are fans, we'll just give away fan stuff. It's fine. That's how we're doing it. Any fans, be it from we know who you are from Facebook or. From titles or calls or...
Oddly enough, they only have access... The Tadpog Masters only have access to the iTunes list for some reason.
Yeah, oops, I don't know. The winner is Chet Cowboy. who left us this review on iTunes, which I'd like to read.
Okay.
I really like this because I also enjoyed promotional products. I rate this podcast with Pizza Hut promotional Back to the Future Part 2 sunglasses and a Duck Dynasty millionaire redneck beard.
Nice.
So clearly this person is very familiar with our format.
All right, so Chet Cowboy, that's a Goosebump book. If they want a Goosebump book.
They want a Goosebump book.
Get so in contact with us.
Call the hotline or what? Message us on
email
Facebook.
Email us, Facebook, yep.
Email Tyler at tadpog.com or Dave at tadpog.com. Write Josh a letter.
Mm-hmm. Addresses.
Hand deliver, please.
All right, so what else are we giving away?
A coin.
All right, lucky number 7. I hope it's Matt who wins because he gave us the coin. Matt, you get a coin back. M. Night, Shyamalan, Ding Dong.
All right.
Who left us a great 5-star review with the title of, "Do you know that feeling you get right before you pee?"
Mm. I've got that right now.
I get that whenever I watch a car commercial.
All right. You guys get in contact with us. It's just a token of our appreciation. Mm. No way is it bribery.
Mm-mm, nope. Yeah, we do want you to be, we want you to be honest when you leave an iTunes review. As long as that is an honest 5-star review. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else we got to do today?
Outros.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher, so you don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 57th ranked game, Earthworm Jim.
It's on Wednesday.
Yep.
They don't have much time to prep.
Nope. Well, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. We appreciate it.
If you want to. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And in no way are we bribing you to do so. We kind of are, but not really.
And we still have a shitty book, maybe a piece of John Sullivan's artwork, maybe a D&D slot.
I don't want to give those away.
Not even one of them.
I don't really give those away.
Okay.
Never
mind then.
You know what? I'll add to this list. I've got several Godzilla movies, old school Godzilla movies on DVD.
I was hoping you'd say VHS.
I think I do have the Matthew Broderick Godzilla on VHS somewhere.
That's it. We got to give that away.
I don't know for sure.
So I'll shitty movies to... or a shitty book and a shitty movie?
So yeah, I'll contribute some DVDs you can probably find on Netflix for free.
Yeah, but this is owned by a guest host.
There you go.
Josh of Uniracer's fave.
How about a massage, Josh? If they come in, you'll give them...
If you come in, mention Tadpog. Then
what?
Happy ending? I don't know.
You heard it here first, everybody. Josh Dance will give you a hand job if you come to Paducah and say, "I'm a Tadpog fan."
Hey, Josh.
And hopefully you will rate me, give me a 5-star review.
Love the podcast. Worst hand job ever.
Josh, you
didn't even lick my balls.
I'm a big Tadpog fan, Josh. Just so you know.
Okay. Well,
don't worry, guys.
Unzip them.
While Josh gives me a hand job, you can visit us on Facebook.com/Tadpog. I'll post before and after photographs. Mm-hmm. You can also see the show notes at Tadpog.com.
And the shame in my face.
Yeah, oh, we're going to get those. Don't worry. If you could open your eyes. Our intro song, Josh. Look at me.
I can't look at you,
Josh.
I can't look at you.
Our intro song is "Moves" by Sycamore Drive. For the time being, the Troubadours, Megalixir, may have something in the works.
Oh shit.
And I'm really excited about it. More excited about it than I am about this hand job right now.
Okay, turn on the car commercial.
That's a show, I think.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
Luckily, I managed to overcome the fear by having sex with drag queens.